Hello, and welcome to the March podcast for the Journal of the Audio Engineering Society. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. We'd like to offer you a preview of the highlights of this month's journal, which includes refereed papers on loudspeaker manufacturing, HRTF processing, virtual surround systems, and beamforming. First, though, check out the two feature articles in this month's issue. Ross Alfonso Bortoni and Wayne Kirkwood describe ways in which the 48-volt Phantom Menace can damage the audio input circuitry of microphone preamps. They reveal how the protection circuits used in popular integrated microphone preamps may not protect against certain phantom power faults that only occur on one leg of the balanced input. You can find out about a new protection scheme that works in a wide range of phantom power fault conditions. Francis Ramsey's article on audio and multimodal applications looks at papers from the 127th Convention that highlight ways in which audio interacts with other sensory inputs. Visual and tactile stimuli can be combined with auditory stimuli in medical applications, games, and installations, while motion tracking and biofeedback provide new ways to integrate reproduced sound with human activity. Find out how users respond to different types of combined and spatialized stimuli in this comprehensive review. The first of our four research papers this month deals with the fast measurement of motor suspension nonlinearities in loudspeaker manufacturing. Wolfgang Klippel and Joachim Schlechter show how the rejection rate and production yield can be improved by using diagnostic measurements at the loudspeaker terminals. In less than 3 seconds, a single-valued parameter of voice coil offset can be acquired, for example. Braebart, Nader, and Kohlrausch discuss the resolution required when processing head-related transfer function for spatial audio rendering. They explain that it's possible to reduce the information used to represent non-individual HRTFs without degrading the quality of reproduction. Interpolating parameters from information sampled every 10 degrees or so proved to be adequate for high-quality binaural processing. An estimation of the magnitude and interaural phase spectra for each critical band turned out to be adequate for transparent parametrization. Automobile interiors present a special challenge for implementing a surround sound experience because of their small size. Mingxian Bai and Qingqing Li consider the trade-offs that might be made when trying to implement virtual surround reproduction in such an environment. With only one listener in the rear seats, inverse filtering was found to be an effective solution. Whereas with multiple listeners, other approaches worked better, because the number of inverse filters needed increased dramatically. The choice of processing was found to depend on whether the source material was 2-channel stereo or 5.1 surround. If you want to employ real-time processing of audio for beamforming in microphone and loudspeaker arrays, fractional delays often need to be implemented. José Luis Sánchez Bote and Juan José Gómez Alfagame show how, when using windowing and frequency domain transforms, the short-time spectrum can be modified to obtain the required delay. Find out here how beamforming precision is affected by time alignment errors in such systems. Brad Meyer and David Moran stirred up quite a debate with their article on the audibility of differences between conventional and high-resolution audio, published in the journal back in 2007. That debate continues in this month's issue, with a letter from David Drenove to which their authors respond. If you want to catch up on the comments made so far on that paper, you can follow them using the journal's online forum at aes.org/journal/forum. This month's Standards News brings us up to date on the latest in digital audio interfaces and network transfer, as well as on MPEG Surround. Since the new year, standards have been made free of charge to AES members, so check them out on the website at aes.org/standards. In the back pages of the March issue, you can find a preview of the upcoming 128th Convention, which will be held in London, England, for the first time in many years. There's a full program of technical activities and exhibits for delegates to enjoy between the 22nd and the 25th of May. Make sure you book your place soon. It's also time to start thinking about proposing a paper for the 129th Convention, which will take place in San Francisco from the 4th to the 7th of November. Find the call for papers in this edition of the Journal. As always, we welcome new members to the Society. To join, go to www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening. Thank you.